ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸਬਦ ਡੇ। ਟੂਡੇ ਵੀ ਇੰਬਾਰਕ ਔਨ ਅ ਨਿਊ ਬਾਣੀ, ਸੋ ਟੂ ਸਪੀਕ, ਅ ਨਿਊ ਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ। ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਆਸਾ ਕੀ ਵਾਰ ਔਰ ਆਸਾ ਦੀ ਵਾਰ, which is recorded in the Guru Granth Sahib Ji from page 462 to page 475, composed by the first Nanak, and is probably the most sung bani in gurdwaras at Sikh congregations as part of the early morning service. So the term Asa Diwar means an ode or a lyrical verse, and asa here means a hope and also a rag in the Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Vara are essentially ballads that were sung in praise and eulogizing heroes in battle. So the suggestion here is that the battlefield that we are engaged in is the internal, the battlefield of the mind, hence Asa Ki Vaar. And we will be reciting, I will talk a little bit more as we go along about the structure of the Vaar in the interest of time. We want to use short snippets of time rather than making this a very long presentation. We will go back and forth with the structure and the contents. Today we will do, there are 24 slokas accompanying 24 pauris. The slokas, it appears, were added later by Guru Arjan Dev Ji, where he actually specifies, "Bhi slok bhi mele pehle ke." And so we have to look to the meaning in a combination of the slok, which is the prologue, that leads into the pauri, which is the gist of the matter. So today we will begin with a recitation from the first slok. But preceding that, this is one of those banis where the title of the bani is preceded by the full form of the mool mantra. And while I will not spend too much time on the mool mantra, I'll simply share with you what my latest understanding of the Mool Mantra is, and then we will go to the Salok, the first Salok, and then the Pauri. So the recitation first of the entire structure that we are going to consider today. Ek Oankar Satgur Satnam Karta Purakh Nirbhau Nirvair Akal Murat ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸੈਭੰ ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਵਾਰ ਸਲੋਕਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸਲੋਕ ਵੀ ਮਹਿਲੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਕੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਟੁੰਡੇ ਅਸਰਾਜੇ ਕੀ ਧੁਨੀ ਸਲੋਕ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਬਲਿਹਾਰੀ ਗੁਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਿਓਹਾਲੀ ਸਦਵਾਰ ਜਿਨ ਮਾਨਸ ਤੇ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਕੀਏ ਕਰਤ ਨ ਲਾਗੀ ਵਾਰ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਦੂਜਾ ਜੇ ਸੋ ਚੰਦਾ ਉਗਵੈ ਸੂਰਜ ਚੜੇ ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਏਤੇ ਚਾਨਣ ਹੁੰਦਿਆਂ ਗੁਰਬਿਨ ਘੋਰ ਅੰਧਾਰ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾ ਚੇਤਨੀ ਮਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਸੁਚੇਤ ਛੁੱਟੇ ਤਿਲ ਬੁਆੜ ਜਿਉਂ ਸੁੰਜੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਖੇਤ ਖੇਤੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਛੁੱਟਿਆ ਕਹੋ ਨਾਨਕ ਸੋ ਨਾ ਫਲੀਏ ਫੁਲੀਏ ਬੱਪੜੇ ਵੀ ਤਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁਆਹਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪੌੜੀ ਆਪੀ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਸਾਜਿਓ ਆਪੀ ਨੇ ਰਚਿਓ ਨਾਉ ਦੂਈ ਕੁਦਰਤ ਸਾਜੀਐ ਕਰਿਆ ਸਿਨ ਡਿੱਠੋ ਚਾਉ ਦਾਤਾ ਕਰਤਾ ਆਪ ਤੂੰ ਤੁਸ ਦੇਵਹਿ ਕਰੇ ਪਸਾਉ ਤੂੰ ਜਾਣੋ ਈ ਸਭ ਸਹਿ ਦੇ ਲੈ ਸਹਿ ਜਿੰਦ ਕਵਾਓ ਕਰ ਆਸਨ ਡਿੱਠੋ ਚਾਓ ਕਰ ਆਸਨ ਡਿੱਠੋ ਚਾਓ ਸੋ ਦ ਮੂਲ ਮੰਤਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੁਇਕਲੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲਿਸਟਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਐਟਰੀਬਿਊਟਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਓਲਸੋ ਸਿੰਬਲਾਈਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਇੱਕ ਓਂਕਾਰ So, and it is called Satnam. That is the eternal name of the Shabad Guru, Satnam. It's the naming of creation, essentially. And the attributes that he lists very quickly are Karta, which we usually refer to as doer, but what it means is the energy or the power or the force behind creation. Purukh. Purukh is consciousness. So, therefore, it also has the quality of sovereignty. Nirbhav, typically we call it without fear, but what it means is this Shabad Guru is spontaneous, that it is not under the jurisdiction of any kind of maryada, is not applicable to it. It's spontaneous. It arises as it pleases. Nirvair, we say usually doesn't have any enemies, no enmity. The quality that we are looking for is harmony, that this is a harmonious process. Akal Murat, timeless and a personality, meaning it is immortal. The quality is immortality. Ajuni, not born, meaning it's self-sufficient. It does not need something outside of it. It is not caused by anything. Gur, it is the intellect. And here the intellect should not be mistaken with the use of the word as it is today. Okay, not associated with the intellect that we use ordinarily, but buddhi, which stands behind the mind at a higher level. Call it intuition if you want to. It is that. And it is knowledge, not the knowledge of things, but the knowledge of the essential nature of things. So you have to understand that distinction. It is light, and it is also the method. So it is the gur. Prasad, it is benign in nature. It is graceful. It is always giving out its grace, and it also means insight. It provides you with the insight of its own nature. And then Asama La Pela, the composition begins with this subtext. It says, Avar Siloka Nal, Silok Bhi Mele Pele Ke Likhe, Tunde Asaraje Ki Tuni. So the war, Guru Arjan Dev Ji is telling us, is actually incorporated with it are the Siloks. Silok Bhi Mele Pele, Pele Ke. The slokas, the compositions of the first mela, meaning Guru Nanak Dev Ji, likhe, composed in, to the tune of, Tunde Asaraje Ki Tuni, a reference to a mythological or historical figure, perhaps, but the point is that he was a one-armed king. He lost an arm as punishment for a wrong charge leveled against him, but he's a hero within the cultural context of where the Gurbani was sung. And so Ragis and Tadis sing ballads in praise of Raja Asraj. So this has to be sung in that tune. It's kind of a battle cry, but as I said earlier, the battle is within. So that is all about the war. The war are battle hymns, if you will. So the gurus have taken that poetic form, incorporated it with rags. So they've combined, this is a long topic, but you see the pictures, combining classical Sanskritist culture with common folk culture, putting it all together in a beautiful way. So the first salok, ਸਲੋਕ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਭਲੇ ਹਾਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਿਹਾੜੀ ਸਦਵਾਰ ਜਿਨ ਮਾਣਸ ਤੇ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਕੀਏ ਕਰਤ ਨ ਲਾਗੀ ਵਾਰ ਬਲਿਹਾਰੀ to relinquish personal power, to submit, sacrifice. Gur is the enlightened source, apne, my own, within me. Duhari sadwar, continuously. This actually literally means 100 times a day, but it means continuously. Why would I submit or offer salutations to my Gur? Because the Gur illuminated my mind without any effort. Jin manaste devte kiye. Devta is one that shines. So one that has illumination, knowledge. Knowledge of the essential things of nature, not of things. You have to make that distinction. So here, the Guru is saying, submit yourself to the Guru, which is the eternal source within you. Flip around and submit yourself to that source so that it illuminates your mind. With what? With self-knowledge. It tells you who you really are. So, balihare gur apne sadwar, dihari sadwar. That's what the Guru is saying. This is what I have done. You do it too. And now he wants to make a distinction between the light, the channan of the Guru, and the light that we observe physically. And he says, in the words of Mala Dooja, apparently the second Guru composed this when Guru Nanak was around. Jeso chanda ugve suraj chade hajar iti chanan hundya gurbin korandar. Were 100 moons to rise and 1,000 suns, all this light would not dispel the darkness of the mind. Without the Gur, it is deep darkness. So it is not the same. The Gur is buddhi, as I said, it's intellect. It is the discriminating eye of knowledge, vivek buddhi. And then the Guru goes on in the salok, the next one, says, Nanak Guru na chetani, man apne suchet, chutte tilbwaar jyo sunje andar ke, kheti andar chutea, kao Nanak, sao naha, phuliye phuliye papde, bitan vich swa. A very important clarification is being made here at the very outset of Asaki Var. The Guru is saying that the light, the outward light, is not the same light that he's talking about. What he's talking about is Guru, which is Shabad Guru. Nanak is saying, Guru na chetani. You cannot see this light unless man apne suchet, that your mind is awakened by the Gur. So the Gur is without an onkar in the salok above, and it is with a dulankar here, suggesting Guru, which is the Shabad Guru at the macro level. What we are being told is that you first have to connect with the Gur within. You have the Gur within you. You have to connect with it to become Puran, complete. Only then can you see the Guru, Chetana. But the Guru says, Chutte til buar jyo sunje andar khet. The problem is that our minds are like those sesame seeds which do not have a seed in them. Apparently there are seeds that are just puff inside and don't have seeds in them. They're like pods with dead seeds. And they are out, they're like weeds in an abandoned field. And these pods are abandoned by their owners. Sao naha. There are no claimants. Kete andar chutya, kaho Nanak, sao naha. And while they look like flowers, while they look they are flourishing, yet they are simply full of dust inside. That is our existence, ego existence. We might look from the outside, in the temporal world, we may look good, but we actually are all dust inside, ash. There's no seed. There is no potential. Now is the pori. Apine aap sajyo, apine rachyo now. First, the Shabad Guru adorned itself. Sajyo, to adorn. Because before this, it was in a stasis. Arbad narbad tandukara. So it was in that state. Sun samad. It was in a state of stasis. There was nothing going on. There was no structure. Sajyo, it adorned a structure. And that structure is Omkar. Om, rather, this Om. The Ura that you see next to the one, Ik. It adorned that structure. And then Apine Rachyo now. Then it established the law. Now, Hukam. It created that set of laws that was going to govern the universe. Then it decorated nature. Dui kudrat sajiye kar asan ditto chao. Nature is the dui. It is also second in the process, but the process is all simultaneous. It doesn't take time. Data karta aap tu tus deve kare pasav tus deve. You are the sustainer. You are omnipresent in nature. And you have gifted it in earnest. Tu jano hai sabse. De lese jin kavao. Tu jano hai sabse. You are the origin of everything nature. De lese jin kavao. You give and you take life. Jin. Kare asan ditho chao. You do this with pleasure and you take delight in doing this. Vaheguru Ji ka Khalsa. Vaheguru Ji ki Fateh.